Welcome back. All right, what could be worse than finding a corpse in your condo?
The corpse is you.
You mean like in your unit, or it's like down in the common storage area?
Well, let me give you the story. Judy Rodrigo lives in a condo in West Palm Beach, Florida. Back in 2008, the woman living above her died from old age. But she was living alone with just her dogs and didn't have any family.
No, I mean, the dogs ate her.
No one knew she died. No, it's not that bad.
That's a horrible way to die, to be deceased, and no one knows that you're not there anymore.
So the disturbing part of this is as happens with decomposition, gas is built up inside this woman's body, and she eventually exploded. The smell...
Wait a minute, really?
Oh, yeah.
A corpse, when left to itself, will explode?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard this before.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the beautiful, warm, balmy days of a good Florida summer.
Never heard this before.
The smell from the explosion got her neighbor's attention, and they called maintenance. Maintenance found the remains of the woman's body. All right.
She hasn't been maintained all that well.
I see your problem. You've died and exploded. As for Judy, when the woman upstairs exploded, some of the...
down through the ventilation system.
The fluids...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
...started leaking down into Judy's apartment. Judy ended up having to pay for significant renovations on her ceiling and walls to fix them just to get the smell out. She said it should have been covered by State Farm, which handles insurance for the condos, but the insurance company said, we're not covering that. Let me check your policy. Nope. Sorry.
Really?
No.
Well, they should cover that.
Nothing in the policy says we cover corpse squeezins.
Well, then the estate of Mrs. Leachman, who was leaching into other units or what have you, should certainly pay for that.
Judy ended up suing State Farm Insurance. The case has been working through the courts ever since, and a ruling finally came in. It turns out Judy's State Farm policy does not cover damage from exploding corpses.
Come on.
She is on the hook for repairs all on her own.
Like a dead neighbor, State Farm isn't there. Man, that's bad.
Again, the whole concept of the exploding corpse is 5 minutes old to me. The 5 minutes we've been talking about it right now.
Ugh.
Where do you think all the stuff in your body goes when you die and nobody finds you and the funeral parlor guy can't take care of it?
I got to tell you something. There was
you've got all kinds of stuff inside you.
In the town that I lived in, a guy lived across the street from a shopping center in an old rundown house. He died and was there through the summer. Nobody knew. When they finally discovered him, the house was so bad.
The city tore
it down to the foundation. Let's see here. A 19-year-old Pizza Hut manager in Ohio was arrested earlier this month for helping her boyfriend rob the place 3 times in the past 4 months. They caught her because security footage showed her being dropped off at work in the getaway car. Her boyfriend is now facing 3 counts of aggravated robbery. And she is facing 3 counts of aiding and abetting. Oh, come on. Use your powers for good, not for evil. A 47-year-old man in England has been annoying his neighbors for weeks by blasting songs at all hours, including Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. And You've Got a Friend in Me from the Toy Story soundtrack.
Why is he doing this thing that he's doing?
He likes the music.
Yeah, he's lucky that they just took his stereo away. I mean, playing Celine Dion over and over again, he's lucky the neighbors didn't kill him. That would be justifiable homicide.
Court seized his stereo for a month. He can appeal to get it back after 30 days.
Right, because the English justice system is wacky.
A little different, yeah.
He also plays a song called Boom Shakalaka. Do you have the sample of that in your stuff over there?
Well, I would have had you given me a heads up.
Why didn't you know you were going to do that?
Boom
story?
Shakalaka, is that Walking the Dinosaur?
No. This is a song called Boom Shakalaka by a band called Apache Indian. If you could find that before 8 o'clock,
he'll work on it.
Play a little snippet of that because it's one of the songs this guy... Yeah. This is one of the songs the guy was playing over and over again at full volume.
Crazy.
I think I'd rather be waterboarded. Oh, yeah, I would definitely rather be waterboarded. All right. So instead of that, how about we do this? Well, that's much better.
Oh, goody.
It's mellow.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Thank you,
Niles. Quick look at the news.
Boom Shakalaka is an earworm in a bad way. Yes.
Oh, as you well know, L.A. Clipper owner Donald Sterling will not be getting that Lifetime Achievement Award from the NAACP.
Timing is everything.
Because seriously, if there's one thing that absolutely will not be tolerated by an organization that still uses the word colored in its name, it's people who stubbornly stick to dated standards of racial sensitivity.
Yeah, you know, they probably should change their name, huh?
I've made a suggestion that they should change the name to the National Association for the Advancement of All Americans. But then there, it would just be, nah. Paul Simon. Did you know that Paul Simon was married to Edie Brickell?
I did know that.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either.
I did not.
Exploding corpses, Edie Brickell. I'm learning all kinds of... My knowledge is blowing up on today's show.
Paul Simon and his wife, Edie Brickell, were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct after a domestic dispute. Apparently, she was nagging him, and he just wanted to... That's right, hear the sound of silence.
My knowledge is blowing up like a corpse of the hot Florida sun.
Stephen Percy of Rat has left.
Did you know Rat was still together?
No, I didn't. See, more knowledge. Fans of Rat have not been this sad since they realized they were fans of Rat.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Estefan announced that she's doing a Broadway show. It tells the story of one woman's quest to prevent the rhythm from getting her. Let us know if you need ushers, replied the dudes from the Miami Sound Machine. George Clooney's fiance is a British lawyer with fluency in French and a degree from Oxford. And apparently a shocking ignorance that it's only a matter of days before her future husband dumps her for a 19-year-old supermodel.
Can men be honest that if you were George Clooney, you would never get married?
I have to say I agree. Married? Oh, no, sir. Chris Martin says he blames himself for his split from Gwyneth Paltrow. He said it never would have happened if he hadn't made the horrible mistake of marrying Gwyneth Paltrow.
They didn't get married. Uncoupled.
No, it was an agreement, uncoupling, whatever. Thieves stole $18,000 worth of shower gel from a truck in Indiana. Cops say they made a clean getaway. Scientists have also discovered a way to completely turn off the brain and all neutral activity or neural activity by using light pulses. They call this new device television. And according to a new study, a handful of almonds a day may reduce fat and keep your heart healthy. Well, unless, of course, they come inside a handful of almond joys.
Ah.
There it is. A quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we have provided to you for good and not for evil.